This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday we began a message on prayer, a message that I honestly believe is the most unusual message I've ever given on the subject of prayer. It's from the book of Ephesians, the first chapter, beginning at verse 15. We read the text as we closed yesterday. I want to begin by talking about some suggested bullet points for you to write down as you listen to this message from Ephesians 1, making the ask, praying to the Lord God Almighty. I don't know what you prayed for the last time you prayed, but I want to give you 5 bullet statements that we're going to put up on the screen, and everything that flows out of the message will flow out of these phrases that come from this passage. Let's bring them up right now. We're going to talk about faith and love rumors. I love that statement. Faith and love rumors. Nonstop thanks. God-given wisdom and revelation. Enlightened eyes. And incomparable power. Incomparable power. We'll talk about those 5 statements. Let's talk about the first one. Faith and love rumors. Paul uses this phrase, I've heard about your faith and I've heard about your love. I think he really meant it. That's what he heard about the people at Ephesus. What do people hear about you? You ever wondered about that? Have you ever noticed how much conversation that goes on in the average marriage and the average family? Well, I heard this about so-and-so. I hear they're not too happy. I hear things aren't going well with his job. I hear she's not enjoying what she's doing. And we have all this gossip and rumors that we talk about other people. And all I want to share with you today is this. If people are going to gossip about you, I hope they gossip about your faith in Christ, and they gossip about your love, that you have love for other people. Hopefully people sometime or another talk about your faith and love. Normandy is the name of the region of France where the D-Day landings happened in June of 44. That's the area, western France, right across the English Channel from England. Just south and west of Normandy is a place called Brittany. In Brittany, that province of France that maybe some of you have been to, I've never been there, but 150 years ago, an author by the name of Robert Buchanan writes about a chapel that existed in Brittany. Get this, it was called the Chapel of Hate. Hard to believe. They didn't call it the First Church of whatever. They called it the Chapel of Hate 150 years ago, and the building existed for decades after people stopped using it. But what people would do, they would go into this Chapel of Hate, and they would get on their knees, and they would pray curses upon people that hurt them. Can you imagine that? They would go into the Chapel of Hate, and maybe somebody who tricked them or deceived them or hurt them in some way, I call a curse down on somebody. I don't know who they were praying to. Surely not the Lord, maybe some demonic power. And this Chapel of Hate, I guess, existed for decades as people came in to curse people in their family, to curse people they knew where they worked. And you hear about that from 150 years ago, and so I can't imagine there being a place called the Chapel of Hate. I've never seen anything like it, but may I let you in on a little secret? I know people who have a chapel of hate right here, right inside their chest. It's called their heart, and they pray at the chapel of hate. Oh, I hate him. I hate her. You know, there's nothing more that sends a chill up my spine, and you've been through this because we've said it, and we've heard people say it. Nothing chills my heart more than hearing somebody say, I hate him so much. Well, this is an unusual message on prayer. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. If you need our website, it's crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.